Okay, today is Daf Nun Vav. We're on Nun Hey Amid Beis, second to bottom line. We'll learn today's the yahrzeit of my grandfather, Yisrael Ben Yekasil Tzadok, and the learning should be in Aliyah for his neshama. Hamagadef, someone who is a magadef, that's someone who's a makalel, he curses Hashem. Eino chayev ad sheyifarish Hashem. You're not chayev until you actually say the name of Hashem. Which name? We'll get to that. Right? You're not chayev until you say the name of Hashem. And use it as a klala. Amar Yeshua ben Karcha, b'chol yom, donen et ha'edim b'kinui. The entire court case, when the edim are talking about what this person did wrong, they use a kinui. They use another name. They don't keep saying Hashem's name, Hashem. Every time it comes up in discussion, and every time it comes up with the edim, they don't use Hashem's name, because how many times did it say Hashem's name? It's not like, you're not allowed to say Hashem's name. It's Isra to do that. Therefore, they use a kinui. And they say, Yake Yosi es Yosi. Yosi should hit Yosi. They use Yosi instead of using Hashem's name. Why the word Yosi? So Rashi says, Ulahachi, it's in that big Rashi. It's in the first Rashi. It's a big Rashi. It's in the skinny lines.
One letter's off.
What?
One letter's off.
No, no one says that.
That's right.
That's interesting. It's two letters off.
Right.
So no, look in the middle of the Rashi there. It's right after Eov Lamed Beis. He says, Ulahachi nakat Yosi as Yosi. Tadalan Osios Ika. There are four letters. Kishayim ben Arba Osios. Like the four letters of Hashem. Also, the Ein Chayev Ela Hashem HaMiyuchad. You're not only Chayev for the Hashem HaMiyuchad. What's that? Rashi says, the Hainu, Shein ben Dalet Osios. The name of the four letter name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. There were others argue. Others argue on that one. Anyway, the cheshbono shel Yosi ki cheshbono shel Elokim. The gematria of Yosi is the gematria of Elokim. Right? It's another reason. And the Aruch gives another reason that the three letters of Yosi is Yud, a Vav, and a Samach. Right? Because there's another Yud. But the three letters are Yud, Vav, Yud. Right? Not Yud Vav Yud. Oh, it's up to 26, which is the gematria of Hashem Hashem. Okay, whatever it is. So they use the word Yosi. Okay? Now, Nigmar Hadin, when the Gemar Din comes, Lo Hargin Bikinui, can't kill the guy with a kinui. You can't put someone to Mitzah based on a nickname. Or another, on the fact that the Eidim never said what the guy did. They kept saying the word Yosi. So they never said what he said. Rashi says,
in the first time?
What? No, at some point. Nigmar Adin. Lo Hargin Bikinu. You can't kill the guy because two Adim said,
Yossi.
He said the word Yosi. As the Meiri says, you can frame anybody like that. You can frame anybody. Well, two Adim don't like you. They'll take you to Beis Din. Say you cursed Hashem. Never say it themselves. The guy got put to Misa. You can't do that. Ella Motziin Kala Adam Lachutz. Everybody gets sent out of the room. Everybody gets sent out of the room except for the Dayanim. Sholin es hagadol shebineihem. They ask the gadol v'omer lech emor masha shemata b'perush. Tell us exactly what you heard. V'hu omer, and he says what the guy did. What the guy said. He cursed Hashem. V'dayanim omdin al ragleim. The Dayanim get up. The Korin they tear kriya. They heard Hashem's name being said in a klala in a vein. They wear kriya v'lo ma'achid. They never re-sew it. Vashini Omer, the second aid says, Afani Kamohu, I also heard that. Vashlishi Omer, Afani Kamohu, I also heard that. And the Mepharshim explained, why a third aid? If there's a third aid, he has to say it also. Don't say, well, listen, we only need two, such a sense, I'll walk away. No, he's got to say it also. Okay? Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Ad She Yevarech, Shame B'Shem. The Gemara always uses the word Bracha. Because the Gemara says that the Jew doesn't even want to say that someone would even curse Hashem. So they use it in the lashon of bracha. Right? So, ad sheyivarech, shame b'shem. Until you curse, until you say a klala, shame b'shem. Yake yosi es yosi. You got to do it like that lashon. Look at Rashi. Look at the first Rashi. Kigon, for example, yake ploni es ploni. Oh, yikal shame ploni es shame ploni. Either he hit or curse. Right? God should hit, God should curse. Right? Right? So look at, if you look carefully, the Yad David picks up on this. Yake ploni es ploni. Oh, yikalel shame ploni es shame ploni. First, by the Yake, it's Ploni as Ploni. And when it comes to the cursing, it's Shame Ploni as Shame Ploni. Why did Rashi do that? You hear this? Why did Rashi do that? He never picked up on that in a million years. So Yad David says, maybe Rashi's alluding to that the Braisa is being Machadesh, that even a Kinoi. There's two Kinoi that go on this page. There's a Kinoi where we change Hashem's name to Yossi. Right? We don't want to say the real word, we change it. Then you have other Kinoim, which means other names of Hashem. Elohim, Shakai, Tzivakos. Those are also called Kinoim. Not the same thing, obviously. So maybe the Rashi is alluding to this Braisa is adding even maybe Kinoim. You also have the same din as the Shein HaMiyuchad, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Right? The other Rishonim are going to hold that even Aleph Dal Nun Yud is a Shein HaMiyuchad. We'll get to that soon. Menahani Mili, how do you know all this? So Amar Shmuel, the Amar Kra, it says, the note gave shame. Benakvo shame, you must. When you curse Hashem, you get killed for that. So Mimai Dahai Nokiv, listen to the Bruchihu. How do you know the word Nokiv is cursing? Right? Dixiv, like it says, Ma'okov Lokova Kel. Bilam said that. How can I curse? Now, Rashi says, that's not the answer. I'm not sure what this is doing here, but it's not the answer. Rashi said, this is not the answer. The answer we're going to get to in a minute. The Azharasa Mehacha, and where's the Azhara that you're not allowed to curse? Elokim Lo Sikalo. Right? The Ema Mivrazhu, maybe it means making a hole. The Chziv, like we have, Vayikav Chor Bedalaso. When they were doing the Beis HaMikdash, so they made a hole in the wall, like a pushka, and people would donate money into that hole. So maybe it means you can't make a hole. You can't, right? You can't bore a hole. Maybe it means boring a hole where Hashem's name is written. You're going to make a hole where Hashem's name, you're going to raise Hashem's name. The Azarasa Mihacha, Bavaratim Hashemam, don't destroy Hashem's name. Maybe that's what it means. So the Gemara says, no, Los, Bavaratim Hashemam, Los Azakain, Lashem, Alokechem. Right? So the Gemara says, no, Be'ina Shem B'Shem Veleka. No, you have to have Shem B'Shem. Right? That's what we said. You have to have Shem B'Shem. You can't just do one name. So how can it mean boring a hole, erasing Hashem's name in the wall? It doesn't make any sense. It's not shame b'shame. So what do you mean? The name of Demanach Shtei Shem was Adodi. What do you mean? You have two names. Ubaza Luhu Hahu Nokev. You bore one. V'chozev Nokev. Who? And then you go the other one. Right? I'm sorry. That's the answer. V'ema Demanach Shnei Shem was Adodi. Right?
That's the answer.
Hahu Nokev. Ubaza Luhu Hahu Nokev. V'chozev Nokev. Who? No. Because that... That is, then you're not doing it at one maisa. You're doing one name, and you're going and carving out the other name. Ve'ema dechayek sham pumi detzakina ubazalahu. Maybe you put Hashem's name on the knife, and then there's another name on the wall, and you're destroying both at the same time. So the Gemara says, hahu churfa detzakinahu dekabaza. Nah, that's not nothing. That's because it's on the knife. So the sharpness of the knife is destroying the name, not your actions. Therefore, that can't be. Ema perushe shmehu. Maybe it means not. Rashi says this kasha means. Maybe it means you say the name of the Shem HaMiyuchad of Hashem. Say it out. Doesn't mean you curse Hashem. You just say out the name of Hashem, which the Gemara is going to say later in Sanhedrin. If you do that, you have no share in the world to come. To say Yud Kei Vav Kei out like it's pronounced. Which we never do. Right? So if you say that, you're so familiar with Hashem.
On purpose? Or
yeah, on purpose.
No. For a purpose?
No, for no purpose.
Just in general.
Who said it means cursing? Maybe it means just saying Hashem's name out. That's what a Magadif is. Not cursing. Saying Hashem's name out. The Chsiv, like it says, so the word no cave is connected to explicitly. Right? V'azarasa mehacha me'es Hashem alakecha tira. And the Azhara is from es Hashem alakecha tira. So the Gemara says, Chada, first of all, to be in Hashem b'Shem v'lecha. First of all, you have to have Shem b'Shem. V'od, also, havele Azharas asay. Azharas asay, lo shmei Azhara. That's only an asay. Es Hashem alakecha tira is an asay. How can that be the makar to not do something? That doesn't make it, right? Right, it's Hashem l'kecha tira means you should fear God. How can that be the makar not to do something? Right, some of the Achronim ask, the Malach Amorim asks, why didn't the Gemara pick a good pasuk like this? It says in the pasuk, Lo sisa et shema l'kecha l'ashav. Don't say, right? The Gemara learns from that. You shouldn't even make brachas for nothing. You're making Hashem's name for no reason. Why can't that be the makar?
Maybe it means
not to say Hashem's name in the Dalet Osios of Hashem, say it out, pronounce it. Maybe that's what it means. And what's the makar? As Hashem l'kechatira. The Gemara says, that can be the makar. That's an asay. So what about the losase of? Losisa as Shem Hashem l'kechalashav. It's in the Aseret of Dibros. That's a losase that includes a lot of things. It includes, one of the things it includes is, if you make a bracha that you don't need, unnecessary brachas, you're mentioning Hashem's name in that bracha, you get a lot for that. That can't be a makar, that you can't say Hashem's name explicitly. Okay, the answer is we reject it anyway. V by Seima, or I can give you a different shot. V by Seima, or another makar that a no gave means a makalel. Vayikov vayikalel. Because it says, this is in Vayikra, this is in Parshas Emor, by the makalel. It says, Vayikov ben Aisha Yisraelis. Right, and Ben Israelis did Vayikov, which we're saying means cursing. Eshem Vayikalel, and he cursed. Vayivu was al Moshe v'shem imo shalom pasdibri lamatadon. So what do you see from that pasuk? That Vayikov means a makalel. So the Gemara says lememra denokev klalahu. That means that nokev means someone who's a makalel. Dilma ad oven tarvayu. Maybe he has to do both. He has to do Vayikov, which I don't know what that is, and then you have to do makalel. So who said that it means makalel? Maybe it means both. Don't think that the ksiv hoti is a makalel. But it said, bring out the makalel. We're going to put the makalel to death. But lo ksiv, it doesn't say hoti is a no give a makalel. Bring out the no give and the makalel. It doesn't say that. Shma mina chadahi. What do you see? It's the same thing. Okay, that it's the same thing, and therefore no ksiv is a makalel, and the punishment for being a makalel is skila. Tana Rabbanon, the Rabbanon taught, it says, Ish, Ish. The pasuk is, the Elbanei Yisrael Tadar Lamer, Ish, Ish, Ki Yikal Elokav, Vinosa Cheto. Somebody curses Hashem, they're going to have to bear that sin. So it says, Ish. Ma Tamad Lomer, Ish, Ish. Why does it say, Ish, Ish? Why does it say Lashon like that? Ish, Ish, every man, L'rabos Esa Ov De Kochavim. It comes to include a guy. A guy is included, one of the Shev Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, is not to curse Hashem. Guy's included in that Isser. Shemuzharet al berachas Hashem ki Yisrael. He's included in the Isser of cursing Hashem, just like a Jew. The Einan Neherog and Ela B'Sayif. But the only Misa they get is Sayif. Why? Shekal Misa Amur B'nei Noach Einan Ela B'Sayif. Every Misa that a guy gets is Sayif, no matter what he does. He has seven mitzvahs, and no matter what he does, he gets Sayif. Right? Yeah. Later on, tomorrow, we're going to have a shita that's going to say that every avera that the B'nai Noach do, they get chenek. So it's a machlokas, either it's sayif or it's chenek. It's a machlokas. But the Achronim ask, what about when Yehuda said to Tamar, Hotziah v'tisareif, take her out and burn her, give her sreifa. Right, everyone knows the Medrash, because she was Shem's daughter, she was Bas Kohen, so she gets Sreifa. Right, because she... But doesn't every B'nai Noach get Sayif? What's going on there? So you have to... It's not such a kasha. Right, okay. V'ha'ha me'ha'cha nafka? That's how you know that a goy has to not let a curse Hashem? That's not how you know that. Me'ha'cha nafka. It says Hashem, zu birchas Hashem. There's a pasuk in Parshas Bereishis, which in 10 minutes in Amud Beis, we're going to darshan every word of that pasuk to teach us one of the seven mitzvot B'nai Noach. And the word Hashem is going to teach us you're not allowed to curse Hashem. So what do you mean? It's from pasuk in Parshas Emor by the Makalel, Ish. It's a pasuk in Parshas Bereishis. Okay? So the Gemara says, Amr Vitzchot Nafcha, no, Lo Nitzvacha El Rabbos Etzah Kinuyim V'Aliba Dirab Meir. No. What we're including here is even nicknames of Hashem. Even, not Yossi, other names, Elokim, Tzavakos, Chakai, all those things a goy also is not allowed to do, according to Rameir. The Tanya, Ish, Kiyakal, Kim, Vanasecheto, Elokav, Vanasecheto, Mat, Hamad, Lomar, why, this is extra pasuk. But look for an Emmer, it already says, Vanokev, Shem Hashem, you must. It already says that. So the Gemara says, Lafish and Emma Vinogiv Shem Mos Yumos, Yachal, I would think, Lo Yechayev El Shem Yuchad Bilvad. You'd only be Chayev for the Shem Yuchad Bilvad. What's the Shem Yuchad Bilvad? Rashi says, Rashi doesn't say it, but Rashi implies, he says, Al Shem Yuchad, it's the second line. Daksiv Hashem, Vahainu Shem Yuchad, Daksiv Zesh Shmi Olam. Meaning, what's the Shem Yuchad? Yud Kei Vav Kei. Right? And others agree with him. The Rambam and the Meiri both write that even the Aleph Dalad Nun Yud is also a Shem HaMiyuchad. Even that name is a Shem HaMiyuchad. But the Yud, the name Yud He, which I believe only appears twice in the Torah, I believe, right? That name is not Hashem's name. It's a Hechati name. It's a Chati name. You would not be over. That's not Magadev. That's a Kinoi. You're not allowed to say it. You're not allowed to do that. You don't get skila for it. Okay. Menayel Rabos Kol HaKinuyim. How do we know it comes to include all the Kinuyim? Talmud Lomar, Ishki Akal Elokav, Mikal Makom, no matter what. Divrei, Reb Meir, Vechom Omer, Al Shem Yuchad, B'Misa. No, you only chayv Misa for the Shem Yuchad, Val Kinuyim Baz Hara, and the rest of the Kinuyim of Hashem is only a lav. So it's a machlokas, so that could be why. Upligid Rav Mesha. That's the machlokas with Rav Mesha. The Amr of Mesha. Ben Noach, Shaviris Hashem, Bikinuyim. Ben Noach, that curses Hashem with one of the Kinuyim. Lirabanan Chayiv. Kodesh Rabbanan Yichayiv. My time, why Yichayiv? The Amr Kra, Kiger, Ezrach. Ger ve'ezrach hu debi'inan b'nak v'oshein. Only a ger or an ezrach has to use a curse Hashem. Aval ovekachav mafila b'kinoi. But an ovekachav, even if he uses a lesser name. For a mayor, hai kiger ke'ezrach my avidle. What does he do according to a mayor who holds that a goy is usher even in a kinoi? What does he do with the ger ke'ezrach? It's totally extra. So ger ve'ezrach b'skila, aval ovekachav b'sayif. You're right. Only a ger de'ezrach gets skila, but a goy, as we said, gets sayif. I would have thought, hold this Rabu, this Rabu, since we're adding on things. And what are we adding on? That, according to a mayor, we're adding on more kinuyim. Maybe add on the fact that he also gets skila. Add that on already. Kamash Malan, we don't add that on. Again, according to Ritzchak Nafcha, according to the Rabbanon, that said that the Rabbanon agree with the mayor, what do they do with those words, Gerke Ezrach? Gerke Ezrach, who did in shame b'shem. That only a Jew has to curse shame b'shem. Aval ovek achavim lo be'inan shame b'shem. But goy does not need shame b'shem. Ish ish lamali. The word is ish ish. And the Gemara answers: Dibur Torah kolashim b'nei adam. The Torah speaks in the way people speak. That's also a huge discussion. That's a big topic. What does that mean? Only some tenaim held that way. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Rabbi Kiva did not hold like that. But maybe this whole brisa here with the libra of Yishmael that dibur Torah kol Hashem b'nei adam. That's fine. The other way you never have something that we're going to get to that. Right, they asked that question. Because you never have something that a goy is not allowed to do and a Jew is allowed to do it. No such thing.
Right, but the
goy... Okay, the Gemara is going to say that later in the week.
The goy is chayav misa for violating any of the sefirot.
Right, right. Right, the goy is chayav misa in all the shev mitzvahs, and the Jews are not. Jews are not chayav misa to even menachai. Right? So now that we said we brought up goyim, this is the only place, this is the makor in Shas. This is the place in Shas for the idea of the Shevet Mitzvah B'nei Noach. Okay? We all know the Shevet Mitzvah B'nei Noach. What's the Makar for that? This is the daf that discusses the Shevet Mitzvah B'nei Noach. Tana Rabbanan. Shevet Mitzvah Sestavu B'nei Noach. There are seven mitzvahs the B'nei Noach had. Dinim. Right? Dinim is one. What's Dinim? It's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. According to the Rambam, the only purpose, the only reason the Goyim have Dinim is to dan the other six mitzvahs. The whole purpose of the court system for Goyim is to judge the other six mitzvahs. Okay? According to the Ramban, absolutely not. The purpose of Dinim is to have a society. People lend money, they don't want to pay back. All, everything that we know that the court systems do, that's what they're supposed to do. It's a fascinating machlokas. According to the Rambam, they don't have to do that. Let it, whoever, I guess, the strong man will always win. You don't have the court system for that. Did someone be over to Avodah Zarah? Did someone violate Birchat Hashem? That's what you have to have judges for. The Ramban says, absolutely not. The judges were there to make society function. He says, Sachir v'sachir, Dine Shomrim, Ovos Nezikin, Dine Halva, Owen Sumafate, all these types of things. They have the judges for that. What? Next, Birchat Hashem, number two. Avodah Zarah, Gil Arayas, Shvichas Damim, the big three. Gezel, and Aver Menachai. Gezel and Aver Menachai. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamla? Change it? Okay, Omer, he says, Af al Hadam Menachai. You're also not allowed to eat Dam Menachai. Rav Chidka Omer, Rav Chidka says, Af al Hasirus. You're not even allowed to make somebody into a Sirus, that they can't have children. It's also, the Gaim also Mitzvah in that. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af al Kishuv. Even on Kishuv, even on magic. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol HaOmer b'parshas Kishuv. Not just Kishuv. Any Isser mentioned that Parsha. Ben Noach Muzer Olav. The Ben Noach is
magic?
What? Yeah, magic. It's real magic. Lo Yimotze B'cha, Ma'avar B'no B'ito B'eish, Molech, Kosev, Kisamim, Ma'onein, Mechashev, Menachesh, Mechashev, Chov V'chav, Shal Ov Yedoniv, Dar Shal Amesim. All that is all included in Kishuv, and a guy can't do any of that. No. Ubiglal tovos ha'elah Hashem alakecha mor shotam mipunecha. And also, that's all included in the toivos that Hashem says, I want him out of here. So if I want him out of here, even the goyim shouldn't have done it. Right? Hashem says, I can't, all these toivos are here in the land, they have to go out. Which means the goyim also shouldn't do it. V'lo onash el imkein hizir. And there can't be a punishment unless they're warned. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Afal Klayim, even Klayim. Mutarim b'nei Noach lilbosh Klayim. They're allowed to wear Klayim. V'lizroa Klayim. And they're allowed to plant Klayim. The Eini Surin Ela Barvos Behema. The only thing they can't do is breed Klayim. That they can't do. U'bahar Kavas Ha'ilon. And graft trees. But otherwise, the other issue of Klayim, they could do. So it's a machlokas what the seven are, really. The Ran says, not the
add-ons?
Oh, that's a machlokas achronim. Some say means I'm adding on. Not seven, it's 11. I'm adding on more.
It's going to be subcategories.
Right. At the bottom of the page, if we get to it today, if not we'll get to it tomorrow, some take out two and put in another two. Someone's going to take out Dinim and Birchat Hashem and put in two others. Klayim and I forgot what the other one was. Well, it's Sirus. They're going to put in Klayim and Sirus. So, it's seven. We always say in the vernacular, it's seven. It could be a few more. What? What do you mean? Now, v'nahani mili. How do you know all this? It's Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kra. It says in the Pasuk. It's in Perek Beis of the Torah. Perek Beis, Pasuk Tezayin. V'yitav Hashem alakim ala adam leimor mikol eit hagan ochel tochel. From all the eit hagan you could eat. Right? Now, the Yad Ramah explains, this pasuk is entirely superfluous. It's completely extra. Because it already said, Hashem said to Adam, he can eat from the esev and the ilanos. It says, hine nasati lachem es kol esev zoreya zera v'es kol eit asher pri eit otze lachem yelachla. What kind of pasuk is this? What does it say? You can eat whatever you want. The pasuk is completely extra. Since it's extra, each word of this pasuk we're going to darshan to include one of the seven mitzvot b'nei Noah. Asks the Ben Yehoyada, if it's true that this pasuk is the makar to the seven mitzvot b'nei Noah, then why are they called the seven mitzvot b'nei Noah? They should be called the seven mitzvot b'nei Adam. Well, give it to the Rishon. Perek Beis. Before Noah was wayborn. Why is it called the seven mitzvot b'nei Noah? The question is better than the answer. It's a good question, right? The question is better than the answer. So the venue of the answers, there were two other things that Noah, that Adam was mitzvah on, that nobody else was mitzvah on. That is, eating from the Eitz Hadas and eating meat. It's a machlokes if Adam was allowed to eat meat if the animal died by natural causes. That's a machlokes. But everyone holds that Adam was not allowed to kill animals. That was not, that Noah was matir. They matir that to Noah. And the Eitz Hadas is not shy to Noah. So When Noah came out of the Teva, and Hashem told him again, okay, these are the seven you have to keep, and the whole world has to keep these, those two are off the list. Since those two are off the list, it's called Shev Mitzvah B'nei Noach. I think the question is a little better than the answer.
Right.
What?
Right, it fits.
It fits, but it's a little bit of a dochet, no? Okay, if you like it, you like it. Good. Good. I thought everyone was going to jump on me when I said it.
Too early in the morning.
What? So, Vayitzav, it says the word Vayitzav, Elu Hadinim. That's a reference to Dinim. V'chein hu omer, like it says, ki yadativ l'mana sheyitzaveh, the word Tzav, ezbonav, right? So, all the, again, every one of these is going to be a play on words. It says Vayitzav, we have a pasuk that the word Vayitzav is used for judges, so Vayitzav means established judges, Adam. Hashem, the word Hashem, zubrechas Hashem. That's obviously a reference to cursing Hashem. V'chein hu omer, v'nokif shem Hashem, mos yumos. Elokim, Zuavodas Kochavim. That's a reference to Avodah Zarah. V'cheinu Omer, Lo Yilacha Elohim Acherim. Right? Al Ha'adam. The words Al Ha'adam, Zushvichas Damim. That's a reference to murder. V'cheinu Omer, Shovich Dam Ha'adam. Dot dot dot. So you see that murder is a reference to Adam. This word, this pasuk Shovich Dam Ha'adam says you're not allowed to kill. So the we're gonna have later what they do with this pasuk. Lamar, the word Lamar, zu Gila Arayos. That's a reference to Gila Arayos. It's a little bit of a stretch. How does Lamar come to Gila Arayos? Because B'chein Omer, it says, this is a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Lamar hein yishalach ish ishto v'halcha me'oso v'haisel ish acher. There's a word Lamar used in reference to adultery, so the word Lamar is a reference to Gila Arayos. Mikol ha'et hagon. Right. In the Hanami. It's not a zero shot. The Rambam says it's only a smach to hear. The pasuk in Yirmiyah is not a zera shava anyway. Just hinted into this pasuk the idea of the seven mitzvos, like Lagad West and Afkamina. We have a Masorah; these are the seven. Okay, so they found the pasuk when they be Mavas Sedra and they read this pasuk. Oh yeah, it reminds you of the seven mitzvos of Bnei Noach. Okay, Mikol ha'et hagan v'lo gezel from the garden, but you can't steal it. Ochel tochel v'lo eiver min achai, right? And you can't eat Eiver Min Achai. Right? Ask Tosfos, wait a minute. But otherwise, wasn't allowed to eat meat anyway. So I was asking Eiver Min Achai. Anyway, you're not allowed to eat meat. Look at the second Tosfos. V'ha'adam rin l'kam on. But we say later on, it's a few days from now. D'lo hutr l'adam rishon basar l'achila. He wasn't allowed to eat meat anyway. Hainu l'hamis. That's only if he killed the meat. V'le'echol. And to eat it. Aval misa me'eleha. But meat, if the animal died by itself, shari, that he was allowed to eat. That's what asr. Even if the animal died on its own, you can't rip off a limb and eat it. Because that's not Eiver Min Achai anymore. It's Eiver Min Ames. Not sure what Tosfos is saying. Well, it's Eiver Min Ames. If the animal's alive. Anyway, he's not allowed to eat it. Oh, he's allowed to eat meat if the Tosfos is answered. He's allowed to eat meat if it died on its own. What? So once the animal died, the animal died on its own. What do you mean? It's not Eiver Min Achai, it's Eiver Min Ames. The animal's dead already.
Once again, you can't kill the animal.
Yeah, then Eiver Min Achai is superfluous. Anyway, he wasn't allowed to eat meat. If Adam's not allowed to eat meat, why is he asking Eiver Min Achai?
He's not allowed to eat meat, he's not allowed to kill the animal.
He's not allowed to kill an animal.
Right, but he can pull a limb from
the
animal and eat it.
That's not what Tosfos says. That's not what Tosfos answers. Tosfos says, if it died on its own, he still can't do Eiver Min Achai. That's not Eiver Min Achai, it's Eiver Min Ames. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the Yad Ramah is an unbelievable answer. He says that he doesn't like Tosfos' answer. So the answer doesn't answer it. He says like this. Hashem never told Adam, you can't eat meat. Hashem never said that. Hashem never said a word. Like a good Eved that Adam was, what gives me the right to eat these animals? Hashem never said I can. Hashem said I could eat the trees, that I could eat. Why am I any better than the animals? What? Why am I allowed to eat the animals? Well, Hashem never said a word. Adam rationalized to himself, what gives me the right to eat these animals? I have no right to eat them. When the master says I can, I will. He doesn't say anything. Who can? We our attitude is all the way around. If it's not, if Adam doesn't say, I can do it. Adam is that opposite. I wasn't told I could do it. I can't do it. Right? Hashem tells him, but you can't eat it. That you have to worry. Is that what he says? Yeah.
Yeah, by telling him he can't eat Eiver Min Achai,
yeah, You can't. Hashem, the Aramath like this. Hashem never told him.
Can he eat Abram and Aish?
What?
By saying you can't eat Abram and Aish, you can't eat Abram and
Aish. Adam said this. Hashem never told me a word. I can't go near these animals. Who gives me the right to kill these animals and eat them? Who gives me the right? I never had the right. No, he said Hashem never was mitzvah Adam. You can't eat meat animals. Hashem never told him that. Adam said to himself, "What gives me the right?" Hashem never mastered it. I can't eat it. But Hashem did say about it, can't eat Abram and Aish. That's it. No, Akasha was, why is Abram Nechai Asr? Anyway, he's not allowed to eat meat. No. Said to my Adram, he never told, he never asked it. Hashem never asked it. Hashem just said, didn't say anything.
But by saying that, it makes perfect sense.
It does make perfect sense. Yeah. Unbelievable answer. Yeah. Unbelievable answer. Right? Okay. Good? You got it? Ki Asr Rav Yitzchak Tani Ibcha. The ritual just changed one thing around. That's reference to Avodas Kochavim. Elokim Zedinim. Now, Bishlam Elokim Zedinim. I understand how Elokim could be Dinim. Dichsiv, it says, V'nikra Valabayitz Elo Elohim. Elo Vayitzav, Zio Avodas Zorah, my Mashma. Why? How does Vayitzav come to imply Avodas Zorah? So, Rav Chisda V'yitzchak Barav Dimi, Chadamar, Sur Mihar, Menaderech Hasher Tzivitim, Asulahem, Pasuk about the word Tzivoy and Avodas Zorah, Chadamar, Oshek, Ephraim, Ratzutz, Mishpat, Kiho El Holeth Achrei Tzav. Another pasuk that mentions Avodah Zarah and the word Tzav, Tivoy, in the same pasuk. My Benayhu, what's the difference between these two sources? Ikki Benayhu, the difference is, listen to this. Akum she'asa Avodah Zarah v'lo ishtachav Allah. If a goy makes an idol, doesn't worship it, just makes it. He works in a factory. He didn't worship it, he made it. Leman da'amar asu. The one who said that the pasuk is from the word asu, that it said a reference to Avodah Zarah, then mishas asiyah mechayev. Then the minute you make it, you chayev. But Laman da Amar ki hoel holach ad azil basra upalachla. Until you actually have to go and worship it. Amar Rava says, wait a minute. Umi yikul Laman da Amar akam shatzav orazara v'lo ishtachav olachayev? Did anyone hold like that? That if a guy makes an idol but doesn't worship it, he's chayev for that? He didn't do anything. Ve'atanya, the akum, when it comes to a guy, dvorim shebezdin shal Yisrael mamsin aleyen. If a Bezin would kill a Jew for doing this action, then Noach Muzer Alein. A guy's not allowed to do it either. Ain't Bezin Shah Yisrael mumps in Alein? If a Bezin would not kill a Jew for the action, it might be Asa. Nachai Misa. Ain't Ben Noach Muzer Alein. But Noach does not have to worry about it. Lamute Mai, what does that come to exclude? Lav Lamute, doesn't it come to exclude Akim Shasa Vodazara? A guy that worships a Vodazara? A guy that made a Vodazara? A Jew makes an idol, didn't have Misa for that. Well, they do it. You don't have Misa for that. V'lo ishtachav Allah, he didn't bet down to it. It's Amar of Papa. Lo, comes to exclude l'me'ute gifuf v'nishuk. Hugging and kissing an idol. Now the Gemara says, gifuf v'nishuk demai. What kind of idol did he hug and kiss? Ilema kedarka. If that is the way the idol is worshipped, then barakatalo. Yichayev Misa for that. Yichayev Misa, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, for doing one of two things. Either any act that was done in the Beis HaMikdash, like sacrificing, ketores, all these types, zrika, all these types of things that were done in the Beis HaMikdash. If you do that for an idol, whether or not the idol is worshipped that way, yichayev misa. And the second thing is, if you worship the idol the way it's supposed to be worshipped, like Baal Pa'or, as you go to the bathroom in front of the idol. Now, that we would think that's the Maisa B'Zayim. Baal Pa'or, that was how it's worshipped. So it depends. So if the way you worship the idol is to hug and kiss it, that's worship, that's idol worship. Elimutei shlo kedarka. Now, it must be, that wasn't the way you worship it. So I did a low kedarka avodah zarah. All right, you might not allow to do that. L'maisa, I'm worshiping an idol. I'm doing it in the wrong way. So you don't get misa for that. Okay. So it doesn't necessarily mean that he made it, didn't bow to it. It could be he worshipped it in low kedarka. Okay. Now the Gemara says dinim b'nei Noach ipked. Dinim b'nei Noach are commanded not to set up a court system. Wait a minute. What Tanya? But we have a brayso that says like this: Eser mitzvot nisnavu Yisrael b'mara. There were 10 mitzvot that were commanded in Mara. Mara is before Har Sinai. Sheva shekiblu alehen b'nei Noach. 7 that the b'nei Noach were makabel. Vosifu alehen, and they add on to that dinim Shabbos and kibud avim. Dinim Shabbos and kibud avim. So what do you see? It can't say 7 plus dinim. Then dinim can't be one of the 7. That's the kasha. You hear? That's the kasha. So, before we get to the answer, The Rambam actually says in the Pirush Mishnayos, it's such a funny way that it says it. It says 10 mitzvahs were commanded, 7 that they accepted upon themselves the way the Bnei Noach accepted, and plus 3 more. It would have been much simpler to say there were 3 mitzvahs that they added onto the 7 mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. It's such a backwards way over here. So the Rambam says in the Pirush Mishnayos, they accepted the 7 mitzvahs because they accepted the 7 mitzvahs. Not because Bnei Noach accepted them. Not because they were given to Bnei Noach. They were makabel them on their own. That's why it's written in this funny way. They were makabel them on their own, and they were also makabel 3 more. Look at the bottom. Look at the third Tosvos. Eser mitzvos, Tema. What about Giranosha? What about Giranosha? Such an old mitzvah. Lamanda Omar, Lebnei Yaakov Nesar, Umila, Shinitim Avram Avinu. What about Puruvu? Everybody asks these tashas. That's a Tosvos doesn't answer it. We have come with Dinim, Shabbos, and Kibbutz of Aim. And there's an alternative medrash slash mistake. Some, if you look at Rashi on the Torah, Rashi says Paraduma. Rashi says Paraduma was in Stavin Mara also. Some say it's a mistake. Some say it's not a mistake. It could be there's another Girsa. It's a big discussion why Rashi says Paraduma. Some say that the pay aleph of paraduma really is kaf aleph, it's really keep it up. And somehow there was a mistake crept in, and it became a pay aleph, and they thought it was paraduma. It's an interesting discussion. Go to these journals, the journals are busy with this Rashi, how Rashi said that it's paraduma. Anyway, dinim diksiv, sham sam lo choku mishpat. Right? Which we say is dinim. Shabbos and keep it up, aim diksiv, because Shabbos and keep it up, aim it says, in the second Aseret HaDibros, it says by Shabbos and by Kibbutz of Aim, like I commanded to you already. Says Rashi, that can't be a reference to the first Aseret HaDibros, because both Aseret HaDibros were said in one breath. Zachor and Shabbos Medibra Echad Nemru. So when it says in the second Aseret HaDibros, like I commanded you already, that can't mean Parshas Yisro, because Parshas Yisro, Parshas of Ischana, was said at the exact same moment. So what does it mean when I commanded you already? A few months before in Mara. Therefore, they were already given in Mara. Vamar of Yehuda, kasher tzivitich of Mara. It means Mara. Amar Nachman Arab. How do we? So the question that was stuck with is, well, are dinim on the list of Shevet Mitzvah Bnei Noach or not? So Amar of Nachman Arab Aravua. Lo nistricha el eida ve eidim v'hasra. No, you know what? You know what the dinim that we got was because goyim don't need. You don't need 23 judges. You don't need eidim. You can have one eid even. You don't need hasra. All those things were added on by us. That's the difference. You're right. Of course dinim is on the list of Shevet Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. What does it mean, dinim, over here? It means all these other halachas. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, may vahosifu aleihem dinim. Then the Lashon doesn't make any sense. Vahosifu aleihem dinim? They didn't add on dinim. They added on details. That's how Rashi learns this kasha. They added on details. Ela amar Rava, lo anotricha ela dinei knasos. Now they added on dinei knasos. The Goyim doesn't have a knas. Shloshim shkolom for an eved, all that. They don't have that. So it's the same kasha. Akati, vahosifu dinim. Vosifu bedinim mi boile. Then it should have said vosifu bedinim. Ela amar of Acha bar Yaakov l'mitzrich ela hoshiv bezin b'chol plach u'plach b'chol ir v'ir. No, the addition was to make bezins in every city. Goyim need a bezin in every city. Laf dafka. V'ha b'nei Noach l'ipkid. What? Goyim don't need a courthouse in every city for Tanya. K'shem should stop Yisrael hoshiv bedinim b'chol plach u'plach b'chol ir v'ir. Just like Jews have to have a courthouse in every city. How do you answer the kasha? How could Dina be on the list? Taking Dina off the list. He takes out 2. He takes out Dinim, and the Kaf is Birchat Hashem. The Ayin, he puts instead Sach, which is Sirus, right? Doing Sirus on a person, and Klayim. The Tana de Menasha, Sheva Mitzvah, Zantav Bnei Noach, Avodah Zarah, Gila Raya, Shvichas Damim, Gezel, Ev Menachai, Sirus, Viklayim. Right? And Rabbi Huda, we'll do one more minute, Rabbi Huda Omer, Odom Rishon, Lon Estava, Ela, Al Avodah Zarah, Bolzad. He was only Mitzvah on Avodah Zarah. Shenemar, Veitav Hashem, Volkim, Al Adam, which is a reference to Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Huda ben Beseira Omer, Af Al Berchas Hashem, even Berchas Hashem, Veyesha Omer, others say, Af Al Hadinim, even on Dinim. So Keman Az, Lahada Omer, Rabbi Huda, Omer, Rav, Who of these three says the following statement? Elokim ani. Hashem says, Am Hashem. Lo tekaluni. Don't curse me. Elokim ani. Am Hashem. Lo timrinuni. Don't exchange me for someone else. Elokim ani, am Hashem, yimora aleichem, you should have fear for me, meaning have dinin to uphold my laws. Kiman, who's that like? Ki yesh omrim. That's the yesh omrim, who said that there were three mitzvahs. Dinim, cursing, and avodah zarah. Okay? Now we're going to go to Divrei Menashe. The Divrei Menashe will go tomorrow, and tomorrow we'll do more about the Shev Mitzvah B'nai Noach. Everyone have a good day and a very good Shabbos.
Welcome back.